Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says going to be cloudy, breezy, flurries and or snow showers throughout the day. A possibility, we'll have a high of about 24 degrees. In Kenosha right now, still some light snow, 14. It's 11 in Burlington, 13 degrees Milwaukee, 14 degrees in Racine. Roads around southeast Wisconsin might be a little bit slick this morning due to all that light snow that we did have, the kind of stuff you could actually have used a leaf blower on at times. But nonetheless, some of that's been packed down. That could create some slippery travel conditions. Go with caution today. City of Kenosha's Licensing and Permit Committee votes 3-1 early this morning to discount an underage loitering citation against the Brat Stop from the demerit point formula, which puts the well-known Interstate Bar and Restaurant barely below the threshold for triggering the possibility of any license discipline. The committee lets stand two citations for underage sales and a third for serving an intoxicated patron, while Brat Stop attorney Larry Keating, during a three-hour hearing, attacked testimony from police and other witnesses. The owner, Jerry Rasmussen, admitted his $4 million a year business had made some mistakes, but he said procedures have been tightened up and they have been citation free for the past couple of years.
I think the people in the community know the Brat Stop is an honest operation, and hopefully they view me as an honest operator. I don't know where anybody would serve underage people with an idea of making money on it. It's kind of ridiculous.
He said that closing the Brat Stop for even 10 days would have a devastating impact on the employees and customers. The full Kenosha Council expected to vote next month on the committee's recommendation, which came after a 70-minute closed-door session. That bar at the intersection of North Green Bay and 4 Mile Roads in Caledonia is now closed, and apparently for good, under the ownership of Ramon Martinez. The Mosquito Inn looked like a log cabin at 3208 4 Mile. In a Facebook posting, Martinez indicated he was going to try something different in life, not bartending, though, but he thanked all the employees who had worked for him over the past 5 years. Martinez indicating it's time for a change. Former Badgers running back Monte Ball facing misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct charges for an alleged attack on his girlfriend. The 25-year-old accused of going after her at a Madison motel last Friday. Ball allegedly telling police the argument did get physical, but he denied knowing his girlfriend was hurt. Reports had her needing 10 stitches for injuries to her leg and to her head. A Kenosha County jailer allegedly used his employer as a dating service of sorts by snaring the phone numbers of female inmates from jail records. Those are the allegations against 28-year-old Jonathan Kwiatkowski, who has since been terminated from the detention center where he was employed. He appeared in court yesterday. Charges against him, criminal charges in connection with the alleged assault involving a 29-year-old woman, said that the former jailer had sexual contact with her. Court Commissioner John Mason setting bond at $50,000.
It's the court's opinion that if convicted, this carries a high likelihood of substantial incarceration in the penitentiary because of this conduct and this breach of his obligation to the public and to keep prisoners safe. As odd as that might sound, he has an obligation to keep them safe.
He had been employed at the county in the detention facility for some 7 years. Kwiatkowski cried and shook his head during his initial court appearance. He was allowed to find more time for a private attorney. Criminal complaint is one of the inmates with whom he'd struck up a relationship, telling investigators that the two now see each other on a regular basis. Kwiatkowski himself saying that he was married, but that it was a rocky relationship. 13 years in prison, then 7 years of extended supervision, the sentence for a Racine man in connection with an armed robbery of a credit union. Ottaway Murphy was charged with his involvement in the holdup of the Landmark Credit Union on Washington Avenue in May of last year. The sentence from Racine County Judge Eugene Gasakevich. Abraham Lincoln will rise again and stand tall in the city of Burlington this Sunday. The statue of the 16th president found in a snowbank recently, allegedly pulled down with a tow strap on a truck for which a 22-year-old Burlington man is facing charges. After some repairs by the same Milwaukee company that restored the statue a few years ago, it'll be rededicated with a ceremony Sunday afternoon beginning at 2 p.m., a ceremony that will include period music, Civil War reenactors, guest speakers, and then the unveiling. The statue, 8 feet tall all total, given to the city by Dr. Francis Meinhardt. It was originally unveiled in October of 1913. South Shore Fire Department, doing the best it can, given the resources it has. That assessment from Fire Chief Robert Stedman in an hour-long presentation to the Mount Pleasant Village Board last night, noting that fire rescue units arrive at calls within 7 minutes of being dispatched, and that's 88% of the time. The average response time, he said, is just over 4 minutes. Stedman noting that does not include the time it takes for dispatchers to receive the call for help and then send out the units to the scene. Otherwise, he says the department is doing a good job.
Our job, I believe, as managers of the fire department, is to take the resources both village boards provide us, the citizens are willing to pay for, and provide the best fire and EMS service that we can do. And that's what we've done. We've reallocated resources to better serve both communities where the majority of our calls are.
He said, of course, response times could be better, but it's up to village officials to decide how much they want to pay for public safety. The Mitchell Park domes in Milwaukee, all three of them are now closed indefinitely. The reason? Falling concrete. And there's a fix-up cost that could be as much as $75 million, according to County Executive Chris Abley, who says work on the domes will begin within the next couple of weeks. These repairs could last for years. The efforts to do them, he says this is not a long-term fix, though, to the crumbling concrete problem. Whether or not the structures are completely refurbished, he says, that will have to involve some more discussion. Kenosha Parks Commission looking for public input on a rather hot-button issue, the future of Kennedy Drive. After citizen outcry, the Kenosha Council last year voted to resurface that two-way lakefront road instead of just doing away with it. Well, now there are some additional decisions that have to be made. Do you keep it two-way or do you make it one-way? And where to position potential bike and parking lanes? Parks Commission Chairman Scott Gordon would prefer not to get it wrong.
This, by far, in my 4 years serving on council and two on this committee, there's been the most talk about Kennedy Drive. People love that road. A lot of folks like to drive the road. There's a lot of iconic history to the road, and we just want to make sure that we hear from as many people as possible before we make our decision. Obviously, some people won't be happy with whatever decision we make, but we want to hear from the public on this.
Consultants come up with five options. The commission meeting last night, deferring the action on the matter to its next meeting in a couple of weeks. And the Racine Landmarks Preservation Commission hearing more about plans to turn historic old factory buildings into specialty housing geared at veterans near the Uptown area during consideration of a proposal designating the old Walker Manufacturing Ajax building on Clark Street for the National Register of Historic Places. Panel members told by project officials some of the work could actually begin in April. All 74 units have to be available for rent by the end of 2017. Some demolition will take place. Bricked-up windows, entranceways, they will be opened. And what used to be Blake Street through the complex is going to reappear. State and national approval of the original plans, those have been amended to also create greater emphasis on the history of the buildings with their new use, and that would include landscaping of a more industrial character. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscast. Whenever you want, go into the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.